You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
10, 9, 8, 7, ignition sequence started. All engines are started. We have ignition. 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff. We have a liftoff, and it's lighting up the areas. It's just like daylight here at Kennedy Space Center as the second flight is moving off the pad. It is now clear of the tower.
Hello and welcome to the White Rocket Podcast, brought to you by White Rocket Entertainment in association with the Earth Station One Network. It's one long conversation with a variety of guests about the best of popular culture. I'm Van Allen Plexico. This is a special, very brief episode, just squeezing it in while I have a few minutes, to talk about upcoming conventions and events that I'll be a part of over the next few months, and to get your feedback on maybe any that I might be missing that would be good for me to check out maybe for the first time or that I haven't been to in a while and I should get back in touch with. So first, I'm going to just kind of go down the list of events, locations, and dates of conventions I'm either already pretty much booked for or am thinking about, you know, really seriously considering trying to get to next year. And then we will sort of discuss other possibilities, and I'll again ask you for your feedback on that. And for your feedback, you can, of course, reach me on Facebook, Van Allen Plexico. You can tweet me, at Van Allen Plexico, and reach me via Gmail. The two events coming up in the remainder of 2015 are actually this coming weekend as I'm recording this show on October 1st. This coming weekend and the weekend after. So this is kind of late in the game to be talking about these shows, I know. But for those of you that hear the show pretty much immediately, you'll have that information in front of you. But then I know that it's a subset of those people that are actually in the area and will be coming to St. Louis. So I realize that, parts of this only apply to subsets of the audience. But anyway, I thought it'd be worthwhile just for a couple of minutes to go over this. October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th is St. Louis's big regional science fiction pop culture convention called Archon. It's held in Collinsville, Illinois, right across the river, in the Gateway Center, which is a beautiful facility, just the right size for an event of the size of Archon, with several thousand people over the weekend. I will be at Archon this weekend doing a variety of events, and I will also have a booth in the dealer room for the first time. Usually at Archon, I have a table out in the hall with the other authors in what they call sort of, you know, author's alley or bookseller's row, whatever you want to call it, where we only sell our books. But this year, through a strange twist of fate, I've ended up with a booth in the dealer room, which means I can sell basically anything. So I'll have a few other sort of special odds and ends that I don't generally have at other conventions at Archon if you're able to come by this weekend. Now, next weekend, October 10th and 11th, that's just Saturday and Sunday, no Friday. October 10th and 11th, this is something I'm really looking forward to. It's the first ever Rocket City Lit Fest. The Rocket City Lit Fest in Huntsville at the Von Braun Civic Center, the big civic center in Huntsville. I will be driving down for that one next weekend, and it looks to be a pretty darn big event. They've got a lot of authors. It's going to be entirely focused on authors and books. It won't have, you know, we won't have to compete like we usually do with gaming and comics and TV movie people, you know, whatever one they could a convention could find to bring in or whatever. It'll be just for people that love books. So that's pretty exciting. I like the idea. I mean, I hope that there's a nice big audience there. But I like the idea of an event that is focused entirely on writing and books and authors and readers. That's fantastic. So, if you can get down there, I mean, it's never been held before, and I'm really curious to see what the turnout will be, what the venue is like. and how everything goes. I'll have a booth there. I think they're calling me a special guest of that convention. They have a picture of me on their website kind of rotating around with three or four other of their special or featured guests. That's pretty cool, and I really appreciate them doing that for me. So I'll be down there for that. Looking forward to it. So please come by. So those are the two events I have on the remaining calendar. They're absolutely locked, guaranteed for the future. That pretty much takes care of 2015 for me. Now, here's a few things that I am looking at for 2016. Some of them are more certain. Some of them are less certain, and some of them I'm just considering and haven't even contacted. Because the way these things work, it's all very informal to a certain degree. Some conventions reach out to you. You know, they'll contact me, send me an email or something or whatever, and say they've heard of me and they, you know, they would like for me to come and be a part of their convention. That's always awesome. Other conventions, I find out about them first. And maybe I informally contact them and just sort of gauge their interest in having me. And other conventions maybe have a formal process of applying to be a guest or a participant of some sort, and you go through that process. So every convention is a little bit different because they're all just different groups of good people around the country, and they all have different ideas of how to run that business, and that's great. Makes for a nice diverse set of events. You know, you wouldn't want every convention to be exactly the same. It'd be kind of boring after a while. So every convention is a little bit different. Every convention focuses on different things and highlights different things and has different processes for bringing in people to be part of the event. So here's what I have here's what's on my radar, okay, for 2016 in order of happening. Mid-South Con in Memphis, March 18 through 20. I've done Mid-South at least the last couple of years and probably three of the last 4 years maybe. Really nice convention, similar in size maybe to Archon, maybe not quite as big. The only drawback with Mid-South Con is they don't have an author's alley. They don't have a bookseller's row or anything like that. So you kind of have to either have a full-blown dealer table like you're a bookstore or a comic shop or something, or you don't have really much of a way to sell your books to kind of recoup the costs of coming to the convention. You know, generally, most conventions will let a guest in for free. Some of them even give you a hotel room. Some of them even give you a table for free. But again, every convention is different, and they all kind of mix and match those things. So you just never know what you're going to get going in until you talk to them and find out what they're willing or able. It's really more what they're able. I'm sure all these conventions, if they were able, would be happy to give their guests everything, you know. But you know, we understand that not all conventions are able to do that. Finances are tough. And you don't want to charge the attendees an exorbitant amount of money, which, you know, so people, plus if you charge the attendees a whole bunch of money up front, they don't have any money left to buy anything when they get in the convention. So they all do the best they can, and that's understandable. We get that. But Mid-South just makes it kind of a little more difficult than average to make your money back or make a profit. They do allow you like an hour during the convention to have a table, an hour, but it's tough to just appear somewhere in the hall for an hour and have, you know, do any business. So I'm hoping that one day they'll come around to the idea of the author's alley that other conventions have. But it's still a good con. I love the people there. I have a great time. I see a lot of friends there. And so I'm thinking about going back for maybe a fifth year or something like that. That decision has to be made pretty soon. Next up in April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is St. Louis Comic Con. This is one of the Wizard World Comic Cons that they have around the country. This is, I think, maybe the third year St. Louis is having it. This is a kind of a bigger deal. This is one of those Comic Cons where they bring in several mid-level, mid-list, B, C-list celebrities, and then they have a few other things going on around it. Now, the good side of these Comic Cons is they usually get a nice big crowd. Because they have all the bang and, you know, the flash and bells and whistles that they can attract a big crowd to, that sort of your regional sci-fi cons don't always have. Because regional sci-fi cons like Archon or Mid-South, They are really more about the fans going and having panels and talking about their favorite shows and their favorite movies and having a dealer room. They're not really so much about meet 15 big celebrities. And that's what Comic Cons have kind of turned into, is meet the celebrities kind of conventions. And that's fine. Some people, that's, you know, again, everybody's different. Everybody has something different that they want to get from a convention. But the St. Louis Comic Con, the drawback to those Comic Cons is they're usually more expensive for vendors. And at something like St. Louis Comic Con, if you're not a big celebrity, you're probably not really a part of the show unless you are a vendor. So it's more expensive. And so I'm considering whether it's worth the amount of money it would cost to have a table at Comic Con in St. Louis. Would I be able to do enough business to justify it? So that one is a kind of a maybe as well. Okay, April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in Chicago is Windy City Pulp and Paperback Convention. This is one I do, if not every year, every other year. It's one of the two major pulp-oriented conventions in the Lombard Yorktown Center. Really, really, really nice new shiny hotel on the outskirts of Chicago. And the only reason I haven't done it every year the last few years is because there's also the Pulp Fest convention in Columbus, Ohio later in the summer, and it's difficult to do both. So I was kind of alternating between them. But of course, inevitably, inevitably what happens is whichever one I go to, business is kind of slow, and then everybody comes back from the other one and says, oh, this was the best one ever. And it alternates whichever one I'm not at. This is inevitable, and it happens every year. It's kind of depressing. So I always seem to pick the wrong one of the two every year. But one of the great things about Windy City, in addition to all the great people and getting to see all my fellow pulp authors and publishers and artists and everything, is that the Pulp Factory Awards are there. That's the convention that my whole family and I ran up to just for one day last year to pick up the Pulp Factory Awards for Pride of the Mohicans and Kings of Oblivion. So I really do plan to go back to Windy City this year, April 22nd through 24th, have a table. In fact, the last time I was there, I had two tables and did pretty well. Now, sometime in April or May in the past has been the Alabama Phoenix Festival. That's Birmingham's convention, and it ran for 3 or 4 years, and last year they were not able to have it. The two of the three founders, the main organizers, had to move away from Birmingham, and of course logistically that makes things much more difficult. And so they didn't have it last year, and I really missed that one, because the Alabama Phoenix Festival, not only is it in my home state, it's been in really nice different facilities in Birmingham, the Cahaba Center the last couple of years. But, so many good friends. It's almost like a mini Dragon Con a few months before Dragon Con, because it's just right across from Atlanta over in Birmingham. But I always do such great business there. I've gone through boxes and boxes of books there. The people there really seem to enjoy my stuff. And so I hope that the Alabama Phoenix Festival will return, if not this year, then soon. And certainly with a name like Phoenix Festival, it almost seemed inevitable that it would go away and then come back, right? So we've got to hold out hope that we'll get the Alabama Phoenix Festival back soon. Moving on to May 27th through 29th, there is Conquest in Kansas City. Now, I've been in touch with the Conquest people. I need to find out some more information about it. They are actually also going to be the host of Worldcon this year, which is Mid-AmeriCon 2 in August. So it's hard for me to imagine that there's been a really nice convention right down the interstate from me in Kansas City that I've never been to before, and especially one that's prestigious enough to get the Worldcon for this year, the World Science Fiction Convention, where they hand out the Hugos and everything. So I'm going to try my best to be at Conquest in May 27 through 29. And then, like I said, they are also hosting Mid-AmeriCon 2, Worldcon, August 17 through 21. And I've said all along, if there's any way I can get to that, I'm going to get to it, because when would Worldcon ever be closer to me here in the St. Louis area than in Kansas City. And you might say, well, wouldn't St. Louis get the Worldcon? Well, actually, Archon hosted the North American version of Worldcon just a few years ago. And I wasn't even able to go, actually, so I missed that. But when Worldcon is held in a foreign country, they have one in the United States the same year called NASFIC for the North American Science Fiction Convention. It's sort of like a replacement when Worldcon isn't here. And I didn't even get to go to that. Plus, that means that St. Louis area has already been represented recently. So I'm thinking Kansas City is probably my best chance to get to go to Worldcon once in my life. And so I'm without having to fly to some other big city across the country or another country. So we'll see about that. June 9th through 12th is the Superman celebration, the big event every year down in Metropolis, Illinois. Now, it's in Metropolis, Illinois, which is in southern Illinois like me, but Illinois is kind of a long state, and so Metropolis is actually about two and a half hours south of here. It's not a short little hop. And for that reason, plus it's so focused on Superman that I've never really made a huge effort to go before. But it's on my radar. I'm thinking about talking to him this year. And if they are, I don't even know if they are big on having writers. I mean, certainly I have my Sentinels series of superhero novels that would kind of be a good fit, you'd think, for that audience. So we'll see. But that'd be in June. I believe Hypericon is also going to be in June. The last time I checked, they didn't have their dates yet for 2016. So Hypericon is the one I wanted to go to last year, but somehow the wires got crossed and I didn't get a table. And so they've promised me that I will be the first person to get a table this year. And I'm going to hold them to that because it sounds like a really cool event down in Nashville. Nashville's about 4 hours from here. But that's a nice big city. So hopefully a nice big convention. And I'm really looking forward to getting to Hypericon. That one's a pretty much a 90% I will be there as long as everything goes according to plan this year. I mentioned Worldcon in August 17 through 21. And then really the only thing else after that is Dragon Con, which will be, we just had Dragon Con at the beginning of September. It's hard to believe it's already been almost a month since Dragon Con. We are 1/12 of the way to the next one. But man, and I should have done a show about it. I wanted to do a show before I went talking about what all, my friends and I would be doing at Dragon Con. I didn't get the chance to do it because when Dragon Con is coming up, you're kind of frantically packing. I'm pulling together all the stuff for the various game shows and things that I do. I have to take a lot of paraphernalia with me when I go to Dragon Con because I do, three or four or five different types of game show events, and I have to bring markers and little cards like for Match Game to write on, and have to bring the buzzers or the bells for Jeopardy and the questions, and have to make new questions. And it's quite an elaborate process preparing for Dragon Con, and I never got a chance to do a pre or post Dragon Con White Rocket show, other than I'll be posting, various panel recordings, which I've already done. I believe I've already posted one. So Dragon Con, of course, is a must do. I just can't imagine life without going to Dragon Con every year. I'd hate to think about it. So many friends, so many things to do, so much going on. I love it. And then if Rocket City Lit Fest in Huntsville is a success, I would try to see if I could go back again next year in October, assuming they do it at the same time. And then finally, somewhere in there, Archon again. So that brings us full circle to this weekend, but next year. So that's some of the things I'm considering. I do at some point want to go out to Seattle and do Emerald City Comic Con. My good buddy and artist on the Sentinels and other books, Chris Kohler, lives out in that area. And I'd like to hook up with him and maybe have a table where we can sell an art book with some of his stuff that he's done for me. And we're working on that. There's a few others, but that's pretty much what's on my radar right now. So if you are able to come to any of those that I'm pretty surely coming to. I hope you will, and I hope you'll come by and say hello. If you know of a convention that I really need to be at, understanding that it's difficult for me to get away and travel very far, and to do too many, but I'll certainly listen to all suggestions. I mean, I know that there's, like, I've met people that have really cool conventions, like down in Pensacola and in the Gulf Coast and in Florida, but it's just extremely difficult for me to travel, you know, 14 hours or more, for a convention, particularly if it's not a particularly big one and I'm not going to make, you know, the money back, that it would cost to get there. Dragon Con is about the only convention that I fly to, and that's just because logistically it's just the best way to do it. So let me know, contact me and let me know if I'm overlooking something that would be really awesome that I just haven't heard about, especially if it's in this sort of Midwestern area here surrounding Illinois, sort of in a circle from Nashville to Chicago to Kansas City, kind of in that oval shape there. That would be, you know, really good. I don't know what's going on in Indiana, if Indianapolis has anything other than, I guess they have the big gaming convention, but I'm not really a gamer. So, okay. So like I said, this is to be a very abbreviated short little episode. I just want to get this out, while we have time before, Archon this weekend. So, the White Rocket's going to get on out of here for another week. I'll have more Dragon Con panels to post soon. Bobby Nash and I are getting ready to do a new multi-part episode here coming up soon on Stargate. We'll be talking about Stargate Atlantis, currently my favorite Stargate franchise. So we have that coming up soon, and of course, lots more. So that's the White Rocket for today. Just a quick, short little episode. We will see you guys down the road.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at ESONetwork.com.
This has been a White Rocket Entertainment production.